The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Good morning and happy St. Patrick's Day. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 WFTL in South Florida. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, PA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar in condominium and plan development law. Just a handful of attorneys are board certified, and he's one of them. The firm has offices in Fort Lauderdale and satellite offices in Orlando and Tallahassee. And we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life and your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy nuts from 1 minute to the next. And we would love to get the phone lines going early. In fact, they're already buzzing, answering all of your condo and HOA questions. It's a toll-free number, and it's free information from the expert on everything condo and HOA. No matter where you are in the state, give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Again, happy St. Patty's Day. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, make sure to go to our website at CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com. Join our email list. By joining each week, you can get announcements about this show, our blog that we do every Monday, our free seminars. Had a great one this week. Our newsletters, updates on the law, and a whole lot more. Get on that email list. Of course, we do that blog again every Monday morning. You can find it at hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, the legislature is now in session.
Lovely.
Over the next few weeks, we'll talk about and blog about some of the bills that are floating around out there about condos and HOAs. Before we get going, just want to start out with some housekeeping stuff. I want to thank the about 200 of you that showed up at Dave & Buster's on Thursday night for our board certification class. It was a blast. And if you were there, call in. Let us know what you thought. Again, 877-850-8585. Would love to know your thoughts. Talk about a packed house. All of our sponsors were there. We had Mark Erstel, the CPA, Greg Waltz, an insurance expert, and Raphael Aquino, the executive director of Affini Management Services, on our expert panel. And we even have Raphael in the house today.
Yeah, Mr. Sexy Voice in the house.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the last time Raphael was on the show, someone basically called in and said, he has a sexy voice, but I still sounded like a grumpy old man. Yeah. So at that point, I was thinking about banning Raphael from the show for life. But today he's back, and it's an honor and a privilege to have you with us today, Raphael. Thanks for coming in today.
Eric, it seems like you still haven't gotten over it.
Yeah, no, I have not gotten over it. As a matter of fact, I am scarred. You're right. And I want to first tell our listeners, by the way, that effective April 1st, Raphael will be the new blogger on Wednesdays for our condo and HOA blog, replacing Darlis, who's been with us since the beginning of that blog. So you got some pretty big shoes to fill. But we really look forward to it, and you're going to be great. And before we get going, how about reminding our listeners about Affini Management Services and how Affinity can help out their community?
Sure, definitely, David. Eric, yeah, we do have a big shoes to fill for Darlis, was an excellent contributor to the blog. However, I am grateful and feel privileged that you've asked me to be on the blog, so thanks again for that, Eric. I'm looking forward to providing our perspective from, you know, the management lens so that we can help make changes on the impact in our industry so that we can discuss those issues and be able to clear them out. Regarding Affinity, we are a privately owned company owned by engineers. We have locations both in Dade and Broward County. Our engineering mindset has helped many of our clients resolve the complex matters they thought they could never resolve. We deliver results by educating our clients and providing them the service and attention they deserve.
Absolutely. Always had success working with you guys. And again, I said, an honor to be here. Hey, Affinity has been a longtime sponsor of the Condo Craze and HOA's radio show. And for that, I really want to say thank you. And
thank you.
I want to remind everybody that really, without sponsors like Affinity Management, all that we do to try to keep all of you out there educated, none of it happens. None of it. This radio show, our incredible events that we do around the state, our blogs, our newsletters, none of it happens without the help of our sponsors, almost all of whom really are with us, Karen, right, from day one.
Yes, it's
pretty
amazing. Oh, my gosh.
So I'll be direct, and I'll ask the audience that all of you really show your appreciation by giving them a call when the need arises. How about we do this? Let's take our first calls of the day. The lines are going nuts. How about we go to Hal in Broward? How are you, Hal?
Hello.
Hal, how are you? Good morning.
Close the cargo bay doors.
Yes, good morning. Eric, first of all, I want to thank you for the Dave and Buster's Condo Association meeting. It was very informative, and we enjoyed our meal.
I'm glad that you were there. Thanks for coming.
You're quite welcome. I want to ask you a question regarding a condo that we own in Miramar. It's the association is requesting a full year's maintenance and special assessment payment from me before admitting a Section 8 tenant to move into their community. And I was wondering if this is legal.
No, it's not. What, they can't treat you differently than everybody else. Why do they feel that they have the authority to ask you for a full year of assessments from somebody?
Well,
just because
they say the reasons is like they don't have a credit score. And I asked, told them, what's the credit score got to do with it? I own the apartment.
Absolutely.
I have the credit score.
You're on
I'm
the
just
hook.
Collecting rent from them on their family portion plus what Section 8 gives me.
Absolutely. You know, so the bottom line is, can they potentially, you know, there's different articles written about this, as a matter of fact. There's some articles written out there that say associations, if they have the right to screen and reject, or if they amended their documents properly, can they reject Section 8 housing? There's some articles out there that seem to suggest that they can. But if they're allowing Section 8 housing in the community, there's absolutely no authority under the statute to require you to come up with extra conditions, extra responsibilities on you that other unit owners don't have on them when they rent out their units. So bottom line is, no, I think it's illegal. I'll guarantee you it's not in their governing documents. I'll guarantee it. And therefore, you might have one hell of a case against them if they prevent this rental.
You suggest I come into your office?
I suggest you tell them that they can't do it and that you're going to get a lawyer if they're going to try to block this and interfere. And if you lose the tenant, they're going to wind up paying you some money. And if that doesn't scare them, yeah, then you probably do need to seek counsel.
Correct. And Hal, you could also ask them if they have any particular policies for denying an applicant.
You can guarantee they don't have a specific policy geared towards Section 8.
Well, I suspect that this is probably, I never hear of any board meetings or get invitations to them. I suspect this possibly could have been a secret meeting, possibly between the president and some members of the board.
Could be, but take Raphael's advice. Go in there and get a copy of their actual written policy, whether it's in the declaration, their bylaws, or rule, or resolution. See where the hell they're coming from. Okay?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Thank you, Hal.
Thank you, Hal. Thank you very much, Eric.
You got it. Glad you enjoyed. Hey, you know, so Hal showed up the other night, I guess, on Thursday night, and I know that when Affinity manages a community, you have to tell the board members that they have to get certified within 90 days of getting on the board. But if they ask you to sign that crazy, stupid affidavit that the law still allows you to sign instead of attending a class, you know, what do you guys tell them?
To be honest, in our humble opinion, I believe the affidavit is foolish. We strongly urge them to attend the seminar so they can understand the responsibility that they have to the community. More importantly, it's easier to work with an educated client that understands the laws.
Of course, absolutely. You know, it keeps them out of trouble.
A little
class might, if they learn one or two things even at the seminar, it could keep them out of trouble. And, you know, obviously that's a good thing. One lawsuit against an association, trust me, the money that's involved is not going to be worth the aggravation. When all you had to do was go to a class.
Correct.
And get some free food and free education.
I know. Gosh, what do we have to do?
And then you get to meet Sexy Voice in person.
Exactly. Right. He's not going to let me live that down.
Nope.
Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. I see the phones are stacked. When we get back, we'll speak to all of you taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL on this St. Patrick's Day. Give Eric a call if you have any questions about your condo or HOA. We also have Raphael, Mr. Sexy Beast, in the studio, and he's the executive director for Affinity Management. So you can get it from the management side and the attorney side if you call 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
And they are calling. How about we go to Bob in Hollandale? Morning, Bob. Bob, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah. My question is, I've actually been go through this with you before. My question is an assessment that was assessed recently for bills for repair and maintenance that was paid in the 2018 budget. Now, along with a few other owners of the associate of the complex, sent a letter in, a registered letter to the board asking them why you're charging, imposing us an assessment which was already paid and well indicated in the 2018 ledger. And recently I received, along with the others, a response from the board that they're going to hold a meeting to discuss this matter, and most likely they'll have a vote to contact their attorneys to see what they can do about this. Now,
so in other words, there was.
As far as I'm concerned.
Wait, hold up, Bob. So you're saying that they charged you for as a regular line item in the 2018 budget for certain repairs and maintenance. And then in addition to that, they passed a special assessment for what you think is the same repairs.
Exactly the same ones, because they're outlined in the letter they sent with the assessment, which was due actually 2 days ago.
Okay.
It's outlined in there exactly what the assessment is for, and in the ledger, and the repair and maintenance, they're exactly there.
Got
figures
you.
Are there, the same ones are there.
Okay. So they're going to discuss it with
and
their counsel and what, get back to you?
That amount. Pardon me?
So now they're going to discuss it with counsel and get back to you as to whether or not they should have passed that special assessment?
Well, all they said, I can read exactly what's been done.
No reading on the air. That takes too long.
Please, yeah.
Right. Yeah, but generally, okay. That's what they're going to do. They're going to talk to counsel.
They just said they're going to refer this to their attorneys.
Okay. All right. So then the letter that you sent actually got a good response. Let's see where it goes. And
yeah,
the bottom line is
if
they special assess, then they shouldn't have. Those special assessment funds should go back to the owners, but we'll stay tuned. Thanks for the call, Bob. How about we got another Bob? Bob in Fort Myers.
Bob?
Hey, Bob. Fort Myers, Bob. How are you?
Hi.
How can
very
we help?
Good. Very good. Our condo association has some tennis courts, and they want to add pickleball lines to the courts. Does that have to go before the vote of the owners?
Boy, that's interesting.
As a material alteration?
Have you dealt with I'm talking to Raphael. Have you dealt with this pickleball issue? It's like a new game that's kind of sweeping through the condo associations in South Florida.
To be honest, we haven't.
No, it's like, I don't know, a fast-paced tennis game is not really with a ball. It's with some sort of, I don't know.
I have no idea.
A pickle?
Like fly trap thing. I don't even know. But it's supposed to make like a noise that some people think it's annoying. All of a sudden, this pickleball craze is sweeping through Florida. Now, let me ask you this. What does it require? Just some extra lines drawn on the court, Bob?
Yes.
Okay, no, I'm not going to go as far as to say that's a material alteration.
Yeah.
You know,
really?
Yeah, I don't think so. Just because is it like permanent lines, or is it chalk lines?
Yes,
it's permanent.
Yes, they will be.
It prevent somebody from like now playing tennis basically on that court?
Yes.
Make it confusing.
Yes.
Right?
Make confusing a little
it
bit.
It might make it confusing. Yeah, I it's difficult for me to say how an arbitrator would go on that.
I would agree with you there, Eric. I mean, I think at least it provides an additional amenity.
Right, exactly. You know? It lets you play another game.
Correct.
It doesn't take away your ability to play tennis.
Correct.
You just got to, you know, if the ball bounces within the tennis lines, then it's good. You know, if it bounces out, you're out.
Now you
maybe make them a different color.
Line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. If I'm the arbitrator, I don't think I'm ruling that it's a material alteration. I don't think I'm going there.
Won't it change the appearance and use of the tennis court?
No, because you could still play tennis on it.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? If you couldn't play tennis on it, maybe. Then I would
agree.
It looks
like there's just one line that goes a little bit closer to the net, and they stand behind that line.
Yeah, if you could still play tennis, maybe I don't know enough about the game, Bob, in all candor, but as long as you could still play tennis on that pickleball court, I'm going to go with it not being a material alteration. Okay, but you know,
they also have to lower the net.
Now it's starting to add up.
Correct.
Yeah, if you got to lower the net, you know, and you do have to draw additional lines, then yes, then it could be your change actually truly changing the physical appearance, and you know, certainly regulation in tennis require the net to be a certain height, and if you can't comply with that, yes, I would say now you're getting closer to it potentially being a material alteration.
Okay.
But in order for me to give you an intelligent answer, I'd need to know really what the difference
you're
is.
You're in a pickle, aren't you?
You sure is in a pickle. Exactly. Or you could just learn the game, Bob, you know, and cooperate with everybody. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You know, have you ever played the game, Bob?
No, I do not.
What is it played with a ball or is it played with something else?
It's a thing.
It's like a wiffle ball,
yes.
Right?
The noise of it. It's like a big paddle ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's got holes in it.
Like,
would I be wrong if I said it was a game that primarily that Canadians were playing and brought it down?
Aha.
Or is that incorrect?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Got it. All right.
That's
well,
why you need a wall.
All right, Bob. Well, I wish you luck with your pickleball fiasco. Okay, let me know how it turns out.
Thank you very much.
You got it. How about we go to John in West Palm Beach?
Hi, happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Same to you, John.
I have a question on elections.
Elections.
We're having an election, and then if you, just like we had a local election for mayor, when you go in to vote, they match your signature. I'm always wondering, is there such a provision for them to do the same in a condominium election
so that they know
that a ballot is valid? Because we have a lot of people that mail in these ballots, and a lot of us don't trust the property manager.
Okay. Hear that, Merrifield? They don't trust the property manager.
Always beating us up.
Right? Always, right? You punching. And I thought lawyers get beat up. Man, sometimes the property managers get it worse than we do. All right, so here's how the arbitrators from the DBPR look at this situation, John, when it comes to signatures. As long as somebody sends in a vote, and that vote is in an envelope, and that exterior envelope is signed, right, and the unit number matches the name on that envelope, the persons who are running the election or the association or the manager or the attorneys, whoever's doing it, has no authority whatsoever to say, hey, that signature doesn't look like the real signature. The only people that have a right, according to Ken, these are arbitration decisions. The only time that you can disregard a signature is two ways. One, you actually have a handwriting expert make a determination that there's no way that's the real signature of the owner, right? Or two, in an arbitration proceeding, you actually get an affidavit from the owner saying my signature was forged. That's not mine. But if you don't have a handwriting expert or you don't have an affidavit from the person saying my signature was forged, sorry, that board has no authority whatsoever to say we're not counting that vote because it's a fake signature.
So how do they get away with that with the county elections and this municipal elections when they have your signature on file and they have a list, it's copied on a list, and you sign next to your signature and they can, you know, make sure that that's
there are provisions under the Florida statutes where persons who are running the election have the authority. I'm not sure. I remember reading it. I don't know the exact statute number where if the genuineness of a signature is called into question, the people who are actually there that day running the affairs, there's like a canvas board or whatever you want to call it, they have the right to say, nope, signatures don't match. That same criteria, that same allowance does not apply in a condo setting or HOA setting for that matter.
Yeah, because there's a lot of room for abuse, especially when you have a community where half
listen, there's no two ways. You're right.
And the property manager has a connection with these investors.
No, well, let me say this.
If they want a certain candidate to win, they will.
I got your back, Raphael. Take it easy. Relax. He's chomping at the bit here. It's not necessarily the property manager's fault. Yeah. A lot of times, and I've had this situation before, you can have a community where a large part of the community really doesn't live there much. It's rented out, and they really, in a way, couldn't care less of what's going on, and you know which units year after year after year don't vote, right? They just never vote. And all of a sudden, you'll have
situations. You're making my point.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. I'm not disagreeing with you. But all of a sudden, these 30 units who haven't voted for 10 years in a row, this year, all of a sudden, everybody voted, right?
But
so,
who's going to know that?
Right. And of course, it could lead to, it becomes pretty clear that there's no way that happened this year out of the clear blue sky. So I'm not saying that there's no remedy for that. But the remedy is, hey, guys, we don't believe you voted. Can you please check if somebody forged your signature? And I will tell you that, you know, sometimes people may not participate in the condo or HOA election. But when they find out that someone actually went to the extent of forging their signature, now they do want to become involved. People don't like when their signatures are forged.
Do I have a right to examine the ballot afterwards?
Absolutely.
You can request all the documentation.
Okay. Absolutely. You get to see everything. Now, what I will tell you, though, is you're under a short deadline.
Correct.
You have 60 days to challenge the election. Okay? So you got to make sure you get the copies of those ballots. And if there is something to complain about, you actually file that arbitration petition within 60 days of the election. Okay?
But I can just request to review them. I don't have to challenge them.
That's correct. That's correct. But if you
review them before I decide.
Right. But if your review finds wrongdoing, again, don't blow the deadline. 60 days from the election. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, John. Very interesting phone call. Let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs on 850 WFTL. It is the second half hour of the show. Don't wait to the end to call Eric and also Raphael. He's in the management area, and then, of course,
Eric is the attorney of note in terms of condos and HOA law. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585.
Yeah, so Raphael even has an effect on my wife. She just texts me, shut up and let Raphael talk. Very nice. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
See you soon. All right, just to remind everybody, the election season is here for both condos and HOAs. And remember, if you don't get certified either a year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after becoming a board member, you're automatically off the board. One way of getting certified, attend our popular Condo Craze Board Cert class. We've certified over 16,000 Floridians all across the state. The class was also approved by the DBPR to provide two 2019 legal update credits for all community association managers that attend. So attend with your manager. We never rest, of course. Right. The schedule is out. Next one, Karen?
March 29th at 9 a.m., New Hope Event Center, Naples.
Yes, at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo there. Then April 4th, Shrimp Boat Restaurant in Panama City, Florida, right smack dab in the middle of a lot of devastation.
Oh.
So we really look forward to going up there, teaching and helping people in that community, absolutely.
I can't believe they have to pay assessments even if their place was blown away.
They certainly do, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So April 9th, Miami at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Hyatt Regency James L. Knight Center.
A week later, Palm Beach, April 17th, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo, Palm Beach Convention Center.
April 24th, Broward at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Broward Convention Center.
And we conclude the season April 29th, Tampa, at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Tampa Convention Center.
So, you know, Eric teaches, so he invented this whole course, by the way, and was the first to get it approved by the DBPR, and he has so many different topics at the seminar. So if you've been to one, it's always good to go to another one because things keep changing, and he teaches the importance from time to time, language, official records, different types of documents that govern your community, service and emotional support, animals, collections, manager responsibilities. Raphael knows all about that with Affinity Management and all of the new laws that were passed this year. And, of course, the legislature's back in session. What are they talking about this year? A lot more free, delicious food is always served. So he feeds you. He gives you a frameable certificate. You also get the notes from the whole thing. You don't even have to take notes. And you leave much, much wiser. Eric, how do they register?
Just go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com. Again, CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com. And we look forward to seeing everybody. All right, how about we go back to the phones. Who do we got? We got Larissa in. I don't know where she is. How are you, Larissa?
I am good, thank you. I'm calling from Florida. We have a condo in Altamont Springs.
Okay.
So we have a board members who've been on the board for 10 years, and they got very, very comfortable. Noticed a corruption from outside because the place's condominium community is falling apart, and yet we are paying high dues. So I decided to get on the board when it was an opening. So now yes. I'm a treasurer on the board, and I can see corruption from the inside out.
Okay.
Basically, what they're doing, they're using their friends and their acquaintances to do the maintenance on their properties, and nobody does any due diligence. And after my due diligence, I discovered that they're willing to pay $30,000 more to their acquaintance versus legit company.
Wow.
And when I questioned the president to why is she doing such a horrible act, she told me that I need to stop accusing her of things and stop emailing her.
Okay. So, okay, here's, you know, it's interesting, Raphael. So you have a provision of the Florida statutes, right, that requires this competitive bidding.
Correct.
Right? So you have to go out. You got to get, you know, different bids for everything. But the bottom line is there's nothing in the law that requires the association, the statute even says this, to accept that lower bid. So as crazy as this sounds, Larissa, the board can come back with, well, we went with this company. Sure, it's more money, but you know what? We checked them out. They're better. They got better references. They promised to do more or whatever it may be. And the bottom line is, unless you can prove that they're getting a kickback from their buddies, almost nothing you can do to prevent a board from going with any company that they want to go with.
What I would add to that is, what I would definitely check out is make sure that they have the proper license, make sure that they have the proper insurance. You do find a lot of times where companies are not the necessarily the qualifier for that organization. Now, that doesn't make it a right or wrong decision, right. But maybe that'll sway the board to say, okay, no, we want to work with a company that has the actual qualifier is a person that's that owns the company and is going to deal with that job, not someone that's just slightly supervising the work for someone. So I would dig in a little bit more, Larissa, so that you can have more facts to be able to present to the membership and be able to win over those votes so that you could start making these kind of changes that are going to be impactful to your community.
Yes.
So I did do my research, and I went and done my due diligence. The company that represented, the company that they chose, been in business for only 1 year, and it has only one review, which is negative.
Right.
The other company, who has a much lower, 30,000 less bid for the same exactly work, been a year, 6 years longer, and it has 225 positive reviews.
Huh. Right. How many people are in your community? How many units?
145.
Okay, so does the 145 people have any clue what's going on in the community?
Good point.
They have no clue because it's kept in the dark, and our board makes sure that nobody knows about that decision. And the property manager clearly said that board does not have to ask community to make this kind of decision.
No, of course they don't.
No, but you want to communicate that. You can communicate that in different forms, especially now that you're on the board of directors.
Of course, and you could bring this to everybody's attention.
That's
and what you
weird,
can do,
right?
What is 145, you get 73 people to vote with you, you can recall the board of directors.
You know, it's funny. Karen says that it's weird, but you'll be surprised that you actually have management companies playing this same role, where they actually have vendors that are under their umbrella, and they obviously get to see the bids.
So they're getting a kickback or something?
Maybe not necessarily a kickback, but they see what's going on, they see the numbers, and they're able to bring in a company that they own and provide a much better rate. So
yep.
it happens on both sides of the coin.
Right, exactly. You know, and we'll I guess, talk about this as well. What do you do when a management company says, you know, we demand that you use a certain vendor?
Demand?
Yeah, right. No. We want you to use this lawyer. We want you to use this this accounting firm. We want you to use this landscaper. And, you know, we see it. And oftentimes I'll go to a seminar and I'll be told by the audience, but the management company said we have to use this landscaper. We have to use this lawyer. We have to use this accountant. And, you know, Raphael, what do you tell somebody who tells you that?
You know, when I hear that, I'm just thrown back, because the reality is that we work for the board of directors. It's not the other way around. Don't let anyone tell you as a board what to do. Ultimately, our job as a management company is to put the proposals together, put the information together to allow the board of directors to make an easier decision, period. Yeah. Nothing else.
Right. And I always said it. If your manager company is mandating who you use as your vendor, time to get a new management
company. Start shopping.
So, Larissa, there's no easy answer in your situation without the ability to prove like a kickback, but you can let the association members know that for some reason your board's deciding to go with a company that's $30,000 more than another, and a company that was just opened, no less.
And has one negative thing.
Right, and has one negative review. And if the other members of the community feel like you do, then a recall shouldn't be that difficult, okay? How about we go to Loretta in Tamarack?
Hello.
Hey, Loretta, how are you?
Hey, how are you? So I live in an HOA that has lived under expired covenants for 10-plus years.
Yes.
And in the last year or two, the board has issued estoppel letters at closings to some of the neighbors that have, you know, decided to sell their property. I'm just worried because in the near future I'd like to sell too, and I don't want to be issued an estoppel letter, you know, at my closing when I know that they don't even have the legal right to collect.
That's an excellent question. And yes, HOAs across the state are dealing with this now. So let me just give really quick some background on what Loretta's talking about. Those of you who are listening from condos, this does not apply to you, but those who are listening from HOAs, this absolutely applies to you. And what is Loretta talking about? Loretta's talking about the Marketable Record Title Act. And what does that mean in English? It basically means that your governing documents in your HOA, they expire after 30 years if they're not preserved. Okay, there's new methods this year that the Florida legislature passed to preserve them. And it's pretty easy to preserve your documents for an additional 30 years if you do it before the 30-year deadline, right? Once that 30-year deadline is blown, Now you got to revitalize the documents, and that is a very difficult process. Complicated, difficult process that now, instead of having a simple vote of the board members to preserve the documents, now you need a majority vote of everybody in the community. So it seems like in Loretta's HOA, the 30-year deadline was blown, right? So now there is no governing documents in Loretta's community in Tamarack.
None, zero.
So Loretta's concerned that, hey, the board, the association has absolutely no right to go out there and start asking still for monthly or quarterly assessment payments. But they're continuing to do it. They're sending out estoppel letters saying this money is due. No, I take the position it's probably not due. Okay? It's probably not due. There is no authority to collect it. The owners only have an obligation to pay, again, pursuant to that declaration, but that declaration is now gone. So you got to be really careful. If I was a management company, law firm, you'd want to be careful about making demands because it can wind up getting everybody in trouble. And Loretta, if I were you, if you're concerned about it like you should be, write a letter. Write a letter to management. Write a letter to the board saying, why are you sending out these estoppel letters with monies that are you're claiming to be due when the governing documents expired? And see what they say, or bring it up at a board meeting.
You know, Eric, this is a perfect example as to why these classes should be mandatory.
Oh, absolutely.
These boards will sign a simple affidavit, not know that this is required, and look at these kind of things that happen.
This is really important. This is probably the most important topic facing HOAs right now throughout our entire state, because so many developments were built during the 70s, 80s, 90s, and you know what? The 30 years are starting to approach.
Mm-hmm.
And if you blow the deadline to preserve your documents, wow, do you have problems. I'm telling you, it is a difficult, expensive, costly process. So HOAs, if you have any question whatsoever that you might be approaching your 30-year deadline, definitely, give us a call in the office, 954-983-1112, 954-983-1112. But Loretta, I'm with you. I feel your pain. And put them on notice that they shouldn't be doing it, okay?
Okay. Thanks so
you got
much
it.
For your help.
All right, let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Hey, still only a few minutes left to get your calls in, so if you want to get them in, call now, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Here's Jeff and Jonathan from Sherlock Tree.
Do your trees on your property look like a mess? Are they unsightly and overgrown? At Sherlock Tree Company, we know you're tired of going from company to company, hoping to find the one that gets it. At Sherlock Tree Company, we get it.
I'm Jonathan, the head arborist at Sherlock Tree Company. We've been here in South Florida since 1974, serving the Tri-County area. Our entire team is first class. We are committed to the long-term health and wellness of your trees. Please call me or any one of our other certified arborists at 954-788-4000.
Sherlock Tree has state-of-the-art equipment that is ready for action the minute we roll up on your job and what you've hired us for. Our large staff does residential, commercial, and large HOA work for some of the most notable properties in South Florida. Whether it's trimming or pruning, tree removal, new tree installation, or even if you want a whole new look, Sherlock Tree won't quit unless you are completely satisfied.
Call me, Jonathan, at Sherlock Tree Company at 954-788-4000. Check us out on the web at SherlockTree.com. That's SherlockTree.com.
All right, we're at this final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs on this St. Patrick's Day, and the lines are completely loaded. It looks like a shuttle dashboard. So we'll not give out the number, go right to Eric and our friend Raphael from Affinity Management.
Absolutely. All right, everybody's going to have to talk fast. How about we go to Dave in Fort Lauderdale? How are you, Dave?
Oh, good morning. I live in a six-building condo, four floors, surrounded by either canal or intercoastal. Can a unit owner tell me when I'm walking my emotional support dog to get away from my building, get away from my property, and go across the street or go somewhere else?
No, of course not. So these types of issues happen all the time. And if you have an emotional support animal and it's been prescribed, it's been allowed by the condo association, that animal is allowed to go basically wherever you're allowed to go. Okay,
if you're allowed to go any common area.
Now the exception to that is in the swimming pool. And I bring we laugh, right? But I bring that up. Why? Because you don't think I've been faced with that type of situation before, where people take it to an extreme and say, if I go in the pool, so can my pet? No, your pet can't go in the pool. That's an exception to that.
Unless it's a seal.
Yeah, right. Your emotional support seal. Very good, Karen.
I nailed it.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, quickly, because it is an area of contention, should the rules and regulation booklet that they give you when you enter the condo, say, a year ago, so out of date, should they be changed or updated so every so often?
Well, if it's still the same as they were 10, 20 years ago, then I guess there's no reason to update them. I don't know. But, yeah, as rules, different rules are passed, as the documents are amended, sure. And Raphael, you guys recommend that to your association?
Yeah.
Have a current book on hand.
Yeah, definitely. If it's been some years since they've been changed, you want to look at them. And if they're fine, they're fine. If certain adjustments need to be made, then you have to follow the process, and you can definitely change the rules and regulations.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Dave. Thank you. Phones are stacked. Let's keep going. Henry in Lake Worth. How are you, Henry?
Good. How are you?
Okay.
I have a very specific question. Last May 9th, the person in charge of landscaping left. She sold her home and she took off. The president of the association, she just usurped her duties as a landscaper, and she went ahead and caused all kinds of malicious destruction to my premises. Okay, she cost me about $5,000.
To your specific property?
My question is, can I go after her personally? Because what she did was not in her capacity as an officer. She just assumed the role of the landscaper, and there was no formal vote appointing her.
Right, but I understand your argument, but probably she would take the position that she did that because she thought they had the authority to do it as president or as a member of the board. Very, very difficult to get personal liability against an officer or director Florida. Almost impossible. So basically, what do you got to prove? You got to prove that they committed a criminal act, right? Criminal act meaning they actually stole money from the association, right? That's one way.
She stole some of my plants, and she stole a water hose worth over $100.
Your specific property?
Yep.
Did you report it to the police?
Yes. Yeah,
do you have evidence?
Larson. Yes, I did. I did, and they told me they couldn't get involved.
Well, if she actually stole it and, you know, did it for her own benefit, then yes, that's a theft. It should be reported to the police, and the police should get involved. But let me finish the thought here. So that's one way, right?
My question is, can I go after her civilly?
You can sue the association civilly, but again, what I'm telling you is very difficult to get civil liability against a director in Florida. Why? You'd have to prove criminal conduct, right? Or you'd have to prove some sort of kickback, right? You'd have to prove that what was done to you was done recklessly, deliberately, wantonly, because of a personal vendetta potentially she had with you. She singled you out for prosecution, right? Very few ways to get personal liability.
If I can prove the latter, the last item,
yep,
that she singled me out,
yep, then potentially you can.
Personally?
Then potentially you can, but again, very difficult. You know, the bottom line is, what would you rather have? Would you rather have personal liability against her, or would rather you have you know money back to fix your plants? So there's no point in suing her.
My money back.
Right. So what you want to do is, if there's a cause of action to be had, you want to pursue it against the association, not necessarily her in her individual capacity as a director. Because that's sometimes a very hard case to prove, and if you lose, you can wind up paying her fees.
Yeah.
Okay? So not necessarily the path you want to go down.
Unless you have a picture of her using your hose on your plants in her yard.
There you go. Right. And then the hose has, you know, a label on it that says Henry. Then, yeah, it's a pretty good case. Other than that, right. Hey, how about we go to Isabel in Seminole County? How are you, Isabel?
Hello, Isabel.
Good morning, Eric. How are you doing?
Okay. How can we help?
I have just a few questions. First, if the board members, as I understand, must be certified, and they're not, how do you go about it to get them automatically off, especially since they've been there 10 years?
This is a crazy, crazy question because you're not going to like the answer. Mm-hmm. So let's say you go over to your person on the board and you say, got ya. You haven't been certified, and you've been on the board more than 90 days. They can say to you, hey, do me a favor, wait right here. I'll be right back, right? They run to their computer. Mm-hmm. Print that ridiculous self-serving affidavit, sign it, bring it back to you and says, I'm back. That's it. They're on the board. Okay? That's how ridiculous the law is.
And that's why the class should be mandatory.
Absolutely. Okay?
Okay.
Next question. You said you
had
a few.
And then I have, the other question I have is, how do you go about to finding out if the documents, declaration have been preserved?
Now, remember, you said, are you calling from a condo or an HOA?
Right, the 30-year.
Right, but are you in a condo or an HOA?
Kind of both.
Okay,
HOA, and that's okay. I'm just concerned about the condo.
Okay. Well, all right. So you might be a little confused as to where you're in. You might be in a condo that has a master association, that's an HOA. Yep. That could be.
Mm-hmm.
So the condo docs never expire. You never have to worry about your condominium docs expiring. They're fine. So get any thought about that out of your head if you're listening from a condo.
Oh.
You do have to worry only if it's an HOA.
Okay.
And there's ways to find that out. You can go to the county recorder's office where your HOA is located. Do a search for the governing documents of your community. You'll see when, in fact, it was recorded. And if there's been no effort to preserve them within the 30-year period, and the 30 years have now come and gone, guess what? You're in a community without any governing documents, you know, at all. So okay. Got to be very careful. Okay?
Okay, and then with budgets, how delicate are budgets? They have to be done every year, correct?
Absolutely. Both a condo and an HOA, your budgets have to be done every single year. Each board is required to pass an annual budget.
And if they don't?
Well, there's some case law that says, well, then the prior budget remains in effect, but that doesn't mean that the board still doesn't have the obligation to pass a new budget each year. They do. And if they haven't, you need to remind them of it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much, Eric.
Thank you. You got it. All right. How about we go to Donata in Miami?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
How are you? Good morning. How can we help?
I'm fine. Thank you. Eric, I have a, see, I'm doing the real estate, course. I did it. I passed. And they require so many things. The BPR require, I mean, it's so many rules, regulations, and everything like that. Now, if it's all, are these rules and regulations valid? Because if they are valid, the people that are property managers and that don't do all these illegal things that they do, can't we file a complaint against their license?
Yeah, that applies with everybody. You can file complaints against licenses of attorneys. You can file complaints against licenses of managers, and you can file it against realtors. It happens all the time. So, you know, yes, the regulations exist. You know, sure, sometimes they're not followed. And everybody out there can file a complaint against anybody they want to. Same thing like filing a lawsuit. You got to prove up the facts. Allegations are made all the time. They don't mean a thing unless you got the facts to back it up.
Correct.
Hey, I really want to thank Rafael Aquino from Affinity Management Services for being with us today. Rafael, if listeners want to get in touch with you, how do they do it?
Sure. They can reach us at 800-977-6879. They can also email me at rpa@managedbyaffinity.com.
rpa@managedbyaffinity.com. Hey, always a pleasure to have you
here. Thank you for having me.
We learn a lot. Yeah. Absolutely. That brings us to the end of another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. Any Center Marms coming up? No, none this week, but the week after we certainly do, and we'd love to have you guys register again. Just go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com to register. And, of course, if you need legal assistance off the air, give Glazer and Sachs a call during the week, 954-983-1112, 954-983-1112. And until next week, we'll speak to you again next Sunday at 11 a.m. here on 850 WFTL on Condo Craze and HOAs. Everybody have a wonderful, safe week. Be well.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's.